This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A jury has ended deliberations for the week in the fraud trial of U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the judge in the case refused to publish the jurors' names, as some media outlets had requested.
The AP is among the media organizations that asked Judge T.S. Ellis III to reveal the jurors' names after the trial ends. At an afternoon hearing during day two of deliberations, Ellis said he does not intend to make the names public, saying he has received criticism and threats and imagines the jurors would too. Ellis revealed he's under U.S. Marshals protection after being threatened. After the hearing, the jury asked to stop work a half hour early because one juror has an event to attend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday he plans to revoke the security clearance of Bruce Ohr, a Justice Department official whose wife was employed at a company that was involved in producing a dossier on Trump's links to Russia.
I think that Bruce Ohr is a disgrace with his wife, Nellie. For him to be in the Justice Department and to be doing what he did, that is a disgrace. That is disqualifying for Mueller.
Ohr is under intense Republican scrutiny for his contacts with Glenn Simpson, who co-founded the opposition research firm Fusion GPS. The president also suggested that he might revoke special counsel Robert Mueller's security clearance. He said Mr. Mueller has a lot of conflicts also directly himself. Nevertheless, Trump said that Mueller should be allowed to finish a report on Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The president's remarks came after he revoked the security clearance earlier this week of former CIA director John Brennan. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is ending funding for stabilization projects in Syria as it moves to extricate the U.S. from that conflict, citing increased contributions from anti-Islamic State coalition partners. The State Department said it had notified Congress on Friday that it would not spend nearly $230 million that had been planned for Syria programs and would instead shift that money to other areas. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the cut, which was authorized by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, does not include humanitarian aid funds. Brett McGurk is the special presidential envoy for the defeat of ISIS.
The coalition contributions actually not only offsets what the U.S. government was going to spend, but actually increases the amount that we will be able to spend on the ground and make a difference to stabilize these areas going forward.
Most of the money initially pledged by former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in February had been on hold and under review since he was fired in March. A small fraction of the amount was released in June. Palestinian health officials say two Palestinians were killed by Israeli fire and another 60 were injured at a protest along the Gaza border Friday, even as Egyptian mediators worked to broker a ceasefire. Witnesses say the protesters burned tires and threw rocks as well as firebombs, while Israeli troops responded with tear gas and live ammunition. Israel's military said some Palestinians briefly crossed into Israeli territory and said its troops responded with riot dispersal means to prevent breaches of the border. Palestinians have been protesting at the Gaza border since the end of March, in part to bring about an end to an Israeli-Egyptian blockade of Gaza. Palestinian health officials say 170 Palestinians have been killed since the protests began. A Turkish court dismissed an appeal Friday to release U.S. pastor Andrew Brunson, whose detention has triggered a diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the U.S. The high court in the city of Izmir upheld a lower court's decision to keep Brunson under house arrest. The court also rejected an appeal to lift Brunson's travel ban. The rulings came just hours after Turkish Trade Minister Ruşar Pekkan said that her country will respond if the U.S. imposes new sanctions over the continued detention of Brunson. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said the U.S. is ready to impose more sanctions on Ankara if Brunson is not released. And the family of the late Aretha Franklin says her funeral will be held in Detroit August 31st. The 18-time Grammy winner, known for such hits as Respect and Natural Woman, died Thursday at age 76. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.